Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Jason Barsky Show.
I want to welcome back to the show Congressman Dan Muser. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Jason.
How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm hanging in there like everybody else.
Yeah, it's amazing. Last time we talked, we bumped into each other at the rain tax meeting in Wilkes-Barre. And yeah. It's amazing how a few weeks changes everything, you know?
Yeah, it sure does. Sure does. Not that that's issues in the past, but all of this is unfortunately taking priority and a lot of the so-called oxygen out of the room, to say the least.
How is it changing things in Washington when it comes to votes and getting people into one room to make votes and speeches? Are people keeping their distance or doing things remotely?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got a lot of the fist pumping and the elbow hits and things of that nature. But for the most part, we have conference. We're there. You know, we all voted into the late hours Saturday morning, actually. We voted on the big H.R. 6201, the Big Family First Corona Response Act, at 1:30 in the morning, I think, Saturday morning. We were all there. You know, I mean, people for the most part are paying attention to the rules. I mean, clearly the president has put out, the president's messaging has been very important. People need to pay attention to it. It's not just to be good listeners on this. We need to actually respond to the idea of being in smaller crowds of people. I mean, the under 10 recommendation, and that's really a recommendation. It's a good practice, right? I mean, we must change behavior. We must maintain that level of cleanliness. We must confine wherever possible. We must respect the fact that elderly, particularly those with underlying conditions, are very much vulnerable here. They are at risk. For the most part, people are at a very, very low risk and continue to be that way. I mean, even these outrageous numbers from Italy, over 99% of the people in Italy over the age of 60, and the average age of those who have faced fatalities in Italy is 81.
Yeah.
So, but we need to abide by it in order to contain, mitigate, and hopefully people are hearing this repetition.
Yeah, I think they are.
And then mitigate.
Over the past week, the amount of people who pushed back to say, I don't care, I'm going to go do what I want to do, have dwindled. Now, there's some finger-pointing, some people saying, you know, pointing fingers at China, and we can deal with that. Big Steve, a guy who texts all the time, he said, yeah, they may be responsible. We may need to go after them at some point for something. But let's get past this first. Let's deal with one problem before we start another.
It's true, but we can't make the mistakes that they made. I mean, they did hide it, right? They let our cruise ships in. They let the people continue to travel. And I'm telling you, you know, when people have heard this, I mean, if the president didn't shut down and restrict the travel from China and Italy in a quick way, we'd be in a worse position. We really gained some time. to prepare for this. And I'll tell you, there's no country in the world that's more, that is more prepared or that's going to dedicate more resources to dealing with this, right? I mean, we've got the messaging taking place. We've got significant behavioral changes. We know who's most vulnerable. We're passing bills to make sure the hospitals have what they need. People are being instructed that just because you've got an allergy, don't rush in looking for a test. You
sure.
know, contact your doctor if you think you were exposed to someone who's who has it. You got to wait a couple of days, self-confine.
Yeah.
Wait a couple of days. If you then feel symptoms, then contact your doctor, and your doctor will instruct you how to get tested.
Talking to Congressman Dan Muser, I have a couple ideas / kind of questions to bounce off you based off of text messages, based off of thoughts I've had, based off of, you know, what you guys can do in Washington to kind of help everybody. Has there been any discussion about relaxing some of the tight HIPAA law restrictions during a crisis like this? I'm not saying release people's names and make them, you know, the poster children or poster person or whatever figurehead for these conditions, because Geisinger released a statement saying there are three cases that they believe are going to be confirmed, but they aren't going to tell us who they are, where they're from, what facility they're at. And I feel like if they just released the age, the sex, and the town where the person was from, that would be, you know, a good thing, but they can't because of HIPAA laws. Even if it was travel history and we have three cases and this person has emphysema, just so we kind of know how these people are treated, what they're like. It would be a great move, I believe.
Yeah. I'll check that out. Many HIPAA laws have been relaxed
by
official regulatory changes.
Okay.
So many have been. Yes, and that might just be a practice that Geisinger, in this case, feels is in the interest of the patient and the community at large. But I'll check that out.
Okay, I appreciate
it. They're definitely being addressed.
One thing I threw out there before, and there is talk of the stimulus package, or are they calling it a stimulus package? It's $1 trillion deal that's supposedly close to being voted on.
No, it's not close. It's not close. What the Senate's voting on today is what we passed Saturday, which is the Family First Corona Response Act. And it's a very important act. I voted yes on it. Initially, I was I felt I was a no most of the day, as did the president. We didn't like it. And what we didn't like about it was that, you know, frankly, unfortunately, this whole situation hasn't been terribly political, except with some clear exceptions on the national mainstream media. They continue just want to try to blame this on the president and draw comparisons to us in Italy, which, by the way, I find to be absolutely shameless. We are so far more advanced. We've messaged this. People understand the importance of confinement and containment. Our hospitals are far more prepared. We are doing the testing. It's an outrageous comparison. It's wrong. And that is why we are going to beat this thing far better than they did.
So you're fairly confident what we see on TV from Italy is not going to happen here. Fingers crossed.
Well, I'm confident based upon the resources that we have available, based upon how more ahead of the situation we were than they. I mean, they are dealing with, they did nothing. They really messaged nothing, did nothing, provided no preparations, did not invest in the testing, and then they got to run on the hospitals, and the hospitals weren't prepared. So we're far ahead of that. And the legislation that we're passing, we already passed an $8.3 billion last week, which was to fight a bill to fight virus that the Senate ratified and the president has already signed. So largely about tests and CDC staff and hospital equipment. But what the Senate's going to vote on tonight or today, as soon as possible, we hope, is the Family First, which is a large scale bill. But what it does is it provides 14 days of sick leave for all employees in companies from 50 to 500 employees in size. And there'll be waivers for smaller companies. We're hoping we can actually even just get that completely waived. But it's very important. This way, if somebody does have to leave because they're sick, if they have to care for a child that's out of school, the employer will not be having to pay out for that.
What about something like this? Because I've been toying around with these different ideas after talking to different people, because everyone's pay scale is different. Someone who is just a business, who sits at a desk and collects a paycheck that's the same every single week, that's so different from even what I do, where I have a base salary, but there's other ways I make income, or we're servers and such. And an idea I came up with, and I don't know what your thoughts are on this, something that I came up with, I call it the 6-month average monthly income match. Okay. Just because I think if people are so scared, like, what's next? Is there a way people could be offered, like, all right, everyone can have $1,000, or you take the average of the past 3 months of income and the government would just pay the difference? Because if you have a job, again, your base salary says $2,000 a month. But you also, every, you know, for the past 3 months, your company's offering overtime and you take it and you make an additional $1,200 a month. During that crisis, you're still going to have your salary, but your overtime's gone. So you're not really unemployed. You're not sick. You're still required to work, but you're out $1,200 of money that you hoped would be there. You're kind of unofficially expected to get. Like, I'm losing $400 or $500 a month for similar things. And it's through really no fault of our own. And everyone's different. I know people, you know, I talk to a lot of people just based off of my history in this industry. I know people will say, well, that job doesn't mean anything. But people who go and entertain, nightclub DJs, that's how they make their living. They can't, these places are shut down. They're done right now.
Yeah.
Is there a way to find a way to help people get back to their regular standards till we get through this?
Well, there is, and that's going to be addressed in the third package. We got to look carefully at that, because you hear things that every adult's going to receive $1,000 and things of that nature. Yeah. I don't think that's appropriate for those who are high income, and we do have to keep an eye, of course, on accountability here and some level of economic restraint. Yet at the same time, we must assure that we put all resources to containing, mitigating, and then improving those who are affected by this virus, defeating this virus, as well as sustaining the economy. So, I mean, that's the balancing act that's taking place, and I do think the bill that the Senate's going to vote on today is a big step in that direction, and it does also extend out until the end of the year. If people do want to take 3 months off, if they need to take 3 months off due to the fact that the business is closing down, or the business is, let's not say closing down, but has lost a lot of its sales and all, has to reduce its employment in order to survive, people will get paid leave for 90 days at 2/3 of the income that they had been receiving.
So it's like a three-month, like a 2/3, 3-month severance package, if that's what happens?
Okay. Correct. So, and that's going to be fully paid. That 2/3 will be 100% paid by the federal government. And what I like about these provisions, they sunset. They do sunset at the end of the year. And there are a couple of other important provisions in it that are attached to the National Emergency Act that the president has also enacted. And they will; those provisions will also sunset when the National Emergency Act is recalled. So there's accountability in this. There's economic sustaining provisions. We've also going to extend April 15th tax deadline for those who benefit by an extension. Some people don't because they get a refund, but those who want to pay their taxes after April 15th, there's a 90-day grace period out to July 15th, where there'll be no penalty or no interest if you don't file your taxes for an additional 90 days.
Has there been any discussion? This is another thing I've thrown out there. Talking to your banks, your lenders, utilities, just on a national level, or hell, I'll just be selfish here in Pennsylvania, saying, "Hey, banks, we know you have money and you can survive this. It's going to sting, but everyone's stinging. You know, we all feel a little bit of the sting right now. Can you not collect mortgages? Can you not, for 2 months, for 30 days, just so people can go, all right, I don't have to worry about that. We'll figure it out in 2 months. We'll push, if it's a mortgage, you add the payments to the end of the term. You do something so that we're not, there's no normalcy right now. So we just take away some of those pressures. The unknown is what's freaking everybody out more than the virus.
Here's what's being done, and this will come largely in the next package, but we will have a stimulus package where it's really, it's not increasing the debt. The Fed will be purchasing federal treasuries, bonds, and up to $500 billion. So as the banks are liquid, so the banks' reserves increase, because what is happening is businesses are stretching their line of credits. If they have a $2 million line of credit, normally they're only accessing up to $1 million. Well, many, many businesses are going to be accessing all of it. So there will be a large, won't be a run on banks, but there'll be an immense amount of new loans.
That's what, I'll be honest with you. That's what scares me, because I'm out of debt. I work really hard to get out of debt, and I last thing I want to do is get back into debt over this. That's why I'm saying, if there was a way that we could all take one for the team, it's not ideal, but none of this is.
No, but the SBA loans are opening up. I was on the phone this morning with the governor's office to make sure that Pennsylvania's SBA loans are going to be readily available, and they're going to be at close to 0% interest. That was the other smart thing that was done. By the Fed lowering the interest rates, that's done two things. One, obviously, lower the interest rates on all these new loans being taken out. But secondly, it actually lowers our deficit, right? Interest on our debt is a big part of our overall deficit. So at a time like this, where we're going to be increasing it, those were a couple of smart moves. There's a lot of cooperation taking place. I love the fact that the president and the White House has got the private sector engaged here. They're using Google on this website. They got the pharma companies in to talk together about ideas, not just for a vaccination, which would be great, of course, but it's probably what is months out. But some other solutions to minimize the symptoms and the fatalities, right? There's other things that can be done from a more therapeutic standpoint that they're all working on together. I mean, this thing is, everybody's in. I think the president, I think, has done a nice job bringing this together. The bill that we passed in the end, it was held up quite a bit because, as I said, Speaker Pelosi did not want to have any sunsets on many of these extended employment provisions, but we insisted. That's why we didn't vote until 1 o'clock in the morning. And they're smart, so that they won't be excessive, and they're built in to address this issue, not to be there for the after we defeat this.
I got to say, talking to Congressman Dan Muser, look, I have about a minute left here, and I just want to say, one question. Is Washington nicer without there is some bipartisanship going on. I'm sorry, there is some partisanship, but is it better without everything being so partisan?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You don't even need to go any deeper in that.
Yep.
I think every president, for the most part, I think on this level, George W. Bush really dealt with this with 9/11. Every president, how they deal with these types of crises, how history remembers them. I personally thought the president got off to a bumpy start. However, I think he's starting to finally come around, and he's starting to really do some good things. So I'm going to give him a lot of credit there. These are uncharted territory in many ways, so it's hard to judge him on that. So, look, please stay in touch. Please stay in touch, because I'm sure over time I'm going to be able to have a bunch of different questions for you. And I appreciate you answering. And be safe. No more open mouth kissing on the floor. That's a rumor I'm making up right now, but it makes you laugh. Then spread it around. Better that than the virus. Dan Muser, all right. Congressman Dan Muser, thanks for being on the show.
The Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.